Now, say if you wanted to pour some liquid into a smallmouth bottle, what could you use to keep it from spilling all over the place? Everybody had one of those in the kitchen usually?
Most everybody had them. Had to have them. They had to get them that syrup out of them barrels, and especially had to have them for that.
Yes, ma'am.
They call it bung. You know, there was a hole in that barrel, and it had a stopper in it. And they called it the bung hole. And you'd pull that thing out and use your funnel to get a bucket full out, whatever, however you wanted.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's the way they got. They had a little, that thing that was in that bung, though, had a thing made kind of like that. It run out small here and come out big, and it would come out through that.
Yes, ma'am. What was that stopper made out of that you mentioned?
Cork. I guess it's cork.
Yes, ma'am. And you were talking about syrup. Is there anything that is kind of like syrup, but maybe a little bit different? Maybe thicker or richer? Or
well, they got so many different kinds now, you don't know. But pure ribbon cane syrup or sorghum syrup is the kind we had.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what about molasses? Is that the same
as
syrup?
That's the same thing.
People might just call it.
I used to. Good morning. Come in. I'm answering some questions for this.
Good. I'll be back after a while if I'm able to get back.
Okay. Well, I don't know. He'll be here about an hour or maybe.
Okay. I'll see you.
Okay. Come back.
I will. Thank you.
There wasn't your comment. So people, instead of calling it syrup, would just call it
molasses.
But that was the same thing.
Yeah, we used to think sorghum, when we was small, we'd think sorghum was molasses and ribbon cane was syrup. But it's all the same thing.
Yes, ma'am, I see. You said yesterday that y'all had a buggy.
Yeah.
Did your daddy use anything to crack around the horse's ears to make them go fast?
Oh, yeah, they had a quirt. Buggy whip.
They call that a quirt? A
quirt, yeah.
Is that made out of leather?
Yes, made out of leather.
I see. Say, if you went to the grocery store nowadays and bought something, the boy would what would he probably put it in so you could carry it home?
Paper bag.
Or say, talking about sugar, before it was sold in small paper sacks like it is now.
Yeah.
What did it used to be sold in?
Well, it was sold in barrels.
Was it?
Yeah.
I see.
And my family lived about 50 miles from over here to Grand Lake. That's where they'd have to go to get their groceries. And they'd get my granddaddy would just get it in the barrels.
Yes, ma'am.
And most everything got them was in barrels, wooden barrels.
I see. Well, nowadays, what would you say about 50 pounds of flour would come in?
Hi, y'all.
I guess in a sack. Good morning.
How are you?
We generally get it in a cloth sack. I'm answering some questions for this boy.
Well, that's nice. Good morning, son.
Good morning.
Come back.
I will. I'll see you later. I've already taken my medicine.
I have too.